Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the library. I'm Mark Bartlett, the head librarian, and it's a pleasure to welcome you to our annual new members reception. I hope tonight is a festive, cheery, and also an informative evening for each of you. We'll explain the next hour of the event for you at the end of our remarks this evening, but I want to just share a couple of thoughts with you as head librarian of this wonderful place. Tonight, you will see that the staff members and guest hosts and trustees are wearing blue tags. The trustees who are here have a little gold ribbon attached to their name tag, so make sure you get a chance to meet some of our trustees. And our number of guest hosts are also wearing blue tags, so please meet everyone you can, and you can find out all the inside of the library by talking to experienced members. I want to give you a very few fast facts about the library, and these are kind of random facts, but things that people often ask me. As of this week, we have 3,026 members. The library has a staff of 35 full and part-time people. And one question we're always asked, were we always located here? Well, no, we were not. The building at 53 East 79th is the library's fifth home. In 1754, the collection was housed in a room at City Hall on Wall Street. The library moved to Nassau Street in 1795, then Broadway at Leonard in 1840, University Place in 1856, and finally here at 79th Street in 1937. We have an operating budget of $2.68 million this year, and we spend approximately $186,000 per year on our books, periodicals, newspapers, and our electronic databases. And finally, something that I learned again this morning after working here for the last 9 years, I see some tall people in the room. If you are a tall person and you are in the book stacks, particularly if you were in the lower book stacks, watch your head. Some of the air conditioning conduits, the exit signs, all of the things that we have to put up are very low. And I actually this morning reminded myself of this by walking along, not paying attention, and thwacking myself on the left side of the head. So be careful when you're in our stacks. Like all nonprofit organizations, we do rely on our members and friends of the library for our support beyond our membership fees, which people always want to know. They cover only about 22% of our operating budget. So our donors do play a very active role in sustaining and expanding this wonderful library. We just did our spring appeal, and there's still a chance if you want to help us out this spring. We're raising money to support our extraordinary lectures, our book discussion groups, which some of you have probably taken part in, and our technology workshops. So thank you for considering us. It's my pleasure to introduce a very good friend of the library, and I will let her tell you how long she's been a member of the library. She can decide that. Susan Cheever is the best-selling author of over a dozen books, including Louisa May Alcott, her 2010 title, and American Bloomsday. She's also written a number of novels and the memoirs Notes Found in a Bottle and Home Before Dark. She has received a number of awards during her career, including a Guggenheim Fellowship and an Associated Press Award. So please welcome Susan Cheever.
So, I got Mark's phone. For short people. So, as some of you know, I like to start with a joke. And I think jokes are really important because I think that the skill it takes to tell a joke is exactly the same skill that it takes to write well. Perfect timing, impeccable word choice, a building of suspense, and most important, a complete focus on your audience. A joke is not about you and your feelings. A joke is about your audience. So here goes. So a chicken comes into the library, and he goes up to the library. You've been downstairs, right? He goes up to the library desk, and the librarian says, "Can I help you?" And the chicken says, "Book, book, 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 book." So the librarian says, "Fine," and she gives him a book. And the chicken takes the book and goes out onto 79th Street and About 15 minutes later, he comes back and he's shaking his head and he gives the book back. And the librarian says, "What's up?" And the chicken says, "Book, book, 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 book." So the librarian gives him another book and the chicken takes the book. And this goes on a couple of times, and pretty soon the librarian follows the chicken out onto 79th Street and into the park where the chicken goes carrying the book. And the chicken gets to the lake in Central Park, and on the marshy edge of the lake, there's a big frog. And the chicken goes up to the frog and gives it the book, and the frog goes, "Read it, read it, read it." So that's the joke. Not sure how I did. I've been a member of this library since I was a child. My parents joined, I guess, in 1947, so that's giving away my age. And I've been a member myself for 40 years. My father was a member before me, and Herman Melville before him, and I see that as a kind of proper progression, right? And I started using the library seriously in the 1980s. I started writing books here, and as you know, or will soon know, there are wonderful little rooms at the top of the library. There are more now than there were then. And you're allowed to get them 5 days in succession. So I would write books a week on and then a week off, because then you have to take a week off, and then you can come back the next week and get five more days. So that's how I wrote quite a few of those books that Mark was mentioning in the 80s. And the story I want to tell, which is just so outrageous, I haven't told it before in this forum, which is there I was working away in my little room, and there were three little rooms up there at that time, and I noticed that the man working next to me left at about 4:15 every afternoon, and at 4:45 we all had to leave. So I was bored. At 4:15, I saw him leave, so I wandered into his little room, and I looked in his wastebasket to see what he was working on. And I started reading his novel, which was about a guy called Lawrence Hux, who had gone to Mississippi to do civil rights work. I was very interested in that, because I had done that too. And I slowly read this guy's novel out of his wastebasket at the end of every afternoon instead of working on my own. And here it is. It was Robert Towers. It was his novel about civil rights in the 1960s called The Summoning. So that's sort of the library coming around to itself. And now Mark tells me those rooms are locked at night, so. What? Oh, and there's no paper, of course. Although somebody might leave their... Well, that's a whole other story that hasn't happened. But I'm really here to welcome you. And as you'll find out, this library is paradise on earth. It's the place I've often imagined I might go when I die. It's got everything you could possibly want. It's got stacks that you can wander through when you're out of ideas, that have little secret places where you can, you know, read where nobody will disturb you. It's got this room, which is comfortable chairs and junky magazines. It's got a reference room downstairs that I think is the best reference room in the city. It's just got everything anybody could want. So welcome to the place that I think is the closest to heaven that any of us will get here on earth.
Thank you so much, Susan. I am really honored to work in paradise. I knew it was a great place. I hadn't called it that yet, but from now on I will. I'm Sarah Holliday, Library Events Coordinator, and I'm just going to give you a very brief orientation on what goes on the rest of this evening. Primarily, of course, Party Central is here, so please do drink the wine and eat the food and greet each other, both the people who've been here around for a while with the blue tags and the people with the white tags who are relatively new here. But as of the next few minutes, as you know, the library is now in the process of closing for regular business, but it will then be open for self-guided tours. You should have, as you came in, received a yellow piece of paper that looks like this. If you didn't, I have some extras. And on the front, it's got a little rundown of what's going on. And on the back, it has this nifty map of the building. And all of the areas marked in black are ones where the lights have stayed on. And you're welcome to go to any of them and look around. And in the main floors, the front ones, the ones on the right, as you look at the sheet of paper, there'll be staff members there to greet you and tell you a few things about what goes on that floor. I might mention in particular our children's library, which is on the third floor, and we'll have one of our children's librarians there to talk about our children's programming, if that's of interest, either because you have kids or grandkids or just because. And the fifth floor, which has the little writing rooms that Ms. Cheever was talking about, as well as our hornblower room, which is our large study room. We also, just tonight, have a small rare book display there, and our rare books librarian, Erin Schreiner, will be doing a little orientation on that, so feel free to cycle through and chat with her and look at the items she's got on display, some things that came out of our closed stacks. And on the fourth floor, during this party only, our bindery will be open for tours, and our bookbinder, George Munoz, will be there to talk a little bit about what he does, and he works with our rare and non-rare books, so doing all kinds of wonderful repairs and gold tooling and things I marvel at. So if you didn't get a yellow sheet, please come see me. As I say, the building's in the process of closing right now and being open for tours in the next few minutes, so grab a piece of fruit on a stick, whatever, and ease on out to take a tour if you like. And if I can answer any questions, let me know. Thank you for coming.